Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about the thought that we have when we yield to temptation is that we can handle it. It's not real, or it won't affect me. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
The thought in all temptation, which is often part of the bait, is, I can handle it. It won't affect me. It's not real. Well, Satan never shows the hook. Later in life, this child has some things that happen that wound his spirit, or treats him in a way that it is totally wrong. And what will Satan bring to mind and use to tempt him? Well, he saw all that killing on the police and detective stories or in the video games. So, he kills because he's been feeding it into his mind. Now again, he's responsible. We can't blame the video or the TV or anything else, but he has used that and fed that to his mind. A man sees nudity on TV, or he reads it in a magazine, and he says, I can handle it. Later, there is a situation that is not good, but he thinks he is in control. And it doesn't really lead to adultery at that point. But he continues thinking on that person. And situations are brought about that he and that person are talking one to another. Maybe they begin just sharing their heart with one another. And before too long, they're convinced they love each other. And what they have is not lust. And they begin to hug and to kiss. And yet they say no to sex. Why? Because that would be evil. They really love one another, they think. But then later, when they are both thinking only on the bait and nimbly at it, Satan pulls the hook. And they're drawn in. You see, desire conceives a method for taking the bait. And it seeks to justify it in their own mind. Hence, a couple in adultery will say, well, it was really love. No, it was really lust. They were drawn away of their own desires. Now notice the progression. We see the emotions have been attracted. The lust within. The intellect also has been attracted. The deceit of enticement. So what is next? The will. Yes, the desire conceives a method for taking the bait. But the will approves and acts. Christian living is a matter of the will, not the feelings. I don't feel like reading the Bible today. I don't want to go to Sunday morning prayer meeting. Now, if you're like our church, our men and our women get together in different spots to pray before Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. Your church may have another time set aside where just men or just women get together and have a time of prayer. And a person says, well, I don't want to go to that prayer time. But there are those that do read their Bible every day. They do go to prayer every Sunday morning because it is right, no matter how they feel. You see, the difference between mature Christians and immature Christians is that immature Christians let their feelings make their decisions. Please learn that disobedience gives birth to death, not life. Lust may seem insignificantly small, but as that seed grows, it eventually brings forth death. With Christians, it is often the death of their effectiveness and witness. I've seen gossip, griping, murmuring do more to hurt someone's witness than tobacco or a social drink. Before you sin, realize that Satan has covered that enticement, that hook, with bait. And that bait will not be as gratifying as it promises. You better weigh what you're thinking or dwelling upon, because it will bring a consequence and a reward. Do not allow Satan to deceive you. Sin in the long run will bring regret, remorse, and bitter restitutions. Again, notice verse 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. This verse is what they call in Greek the present imperative. And it means this: stop doing an action that has been taken place and don't allow it to continue or to come up again. Just don't do it, is what he's saying. It's just like saying, hey, shut up and don't say another word. You've heard parents say that. Again, Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Many people today have an idea that they can cast all restraint to the wind and live as they please, and they call it liberty. Let me share this warning with you from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow to the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. My friend, realize that so much of religion today and so much of the individual Christian life is a result of having an old sin nature that we don't lose when we get saved on this side of heaven. It's still there. And that old sin nature still desires things of the world. And so when it tries to dress it up by using a Bible verse or putting Jesus' name to it, it won't make it right. And as a result, you err. You're drawn away of your own lust. And in time, it will bring forth death. And Christian, your responsibility, I believe right now, where you sit, is to say, I have sinned. I am wrong. And get right with God. As a matter of fact, I would implore you, if you're listening to this radio broadcast and you're a member of a local church, and you're saved, to not only get right with God right where you are right now, but when you go to church the next time and they have an invitation, you go forward and publicly rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, you may be listening today and you say, Brother Andy, I really enjoyed what you had to say about lust and all that, but really, it's something that I see as a problem for other people, but it's not a problem for me. And the reason it may not be a problem for you is that you don't have the capacity to see the problem, because you are not saved. You see, the Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. God is holy. He is incapable of sin. However, because he is almighty, that is, he's omnipotent, he punishes sin. He would not be true to himself if God overlooked sin. This whole world would be thrown off course. We could not have a faith, a doctrine, a system of belief if God were changeable, if God sinned. The wages of sin is death, final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's straight from the Word of God. Sin must be paid for. Yes, the wages of sin is death, and that's grim news. However, the wages of sin is death is only part of Romans 6:23. For the second part of that verse is the good news. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If a person dies and goes to hell, he gets exactly what he deserves. Strict justice. Nothing more, but nothing less. However, if a person goes to heaven, he doesn't get what he deserves. He's getting what Jesus Christ deserves. Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for your sin, my sin, all sin for all time. Now, my friend, I want to encourage you to turn from your sin today. Turn from depending upon yourself. That's what is meant by the word repent. And receive Christ as your Savior. And you shall receive God's gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, my friend, God wants to save you. And He'll save you right now, right where you are. What must you do? Admit that you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 says. And be willing to turn from sin. That's what we mean by the word repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted. We're told in Acts 3:19. Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repent is to turn from. Turn from depending on yourself. Turn from your sin. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for you, and 3 days later rose up from the dead. Believing he did that for you personally, through prayer, invite him into your life as your Lord and Savior. My friend, you can ask God to save you right now, right where you are. I'm going to form a prayer here in just a moment. My prayer will only be words if you don't mean it from your heart. But if you mean it and you really want Christ as your Savior, then let me encourage you to pray this prayer right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I want to send to you absolutely free. This book will instruct you on how to grow in the new Christian life. It'll teach you some things about how to study the Bible, how you ought to pray, what you ought to pray for. It will also show you some things about doctrine, about the local church. It'll even show you how to lead someone else to Jesus Christ. And I want you to have this booklet absolutely free. And you can have it by writing us, saying, Brother Andy, I was listening to your broadcast today, and I asked the Lord to save me. Or you might already be saved, but you'd like to have the booklet. Then just write and ask for it, and we'll send it to you. Our announcer, Jerry Banks, will in just a moment be giving you our address, and he will tell you how to get in contact with the Lamp and Light broadcast, and he will tell you how you can order either a CD or a cassette tape, what address to send it to. So have your pencil and paper ready. Oh, I see my time is up, and I thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to us, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.